So I just had to interrupt the little audio questionnaire of slumber. Someone came to my room and annoyed me, and now I locked myself out so nobody can disturb me. And I'm retaking it again. So, question one. How many pillows do you sleep with and how do you arrange them? For example, maybe you sleep with a pillow between your knees, or maybe you hug a pillow and then go to sleep. I have four pillows. Three of them are blue and one is purple. And I most of the time lay on top of them and I hug them. And then I go to sleep. I used to put a pillow between my legs, but I don't do this anymore because it gets kind of uncomfortable for me. Second question. What other items do you sleep with? For example, a teddy bear. I don't sleep with other items except for an extra blanket. It's a red thin blanket because I get really cold at night time. It's really weird. I think it has to do with me being vitamin deficient or iron deficient. I don't know. I just really, my hands and feet get cold, but not only, but my whole body. I just go into a cold shock or something. I need this blanket so bad. I used to sleep with a plushy dog, though. Some time ago, it was a black German Shepherd plushy dog. Yes, it was totally my favorite plushie. Third question. When sleeping with someone, are you more of a cuddler or do you prefer your own I've never cuddled with anyone. No person ever, like, laid beside me in the bed or so, and yeah. I don't know if I would be a cuddler or if I would prefer my own space. Right now I prefer my own space because I'm kind of a loner. I developed hardcore into being a loner and yeah, I'm kind of weird. But I guess I would like to cuddle. Next question. When you're cuddling with someone in bed, do you like to wrap your arms and legs around them, or do you prefer to be wrapped up by them? Again, I'm probably forever alone. I guess I would like to be wrapped around by someone's arms. I'd like to experience that. I think it would be nice. Fifth question. What is something that you have done to help get to sleep that has worked well? Except listening to audios. Well, reading boring stuff. I don't read my school or university papers, though, before sleeping. It will just upset me. Nothing that has to do with work or UD or stuff. No. But where was I? I kind of lost the thread right here. Well, I guess touching myself before going to sleep works every fucking time. Oh my gosh. Sixth question. What position do you sleep in? I lay on my right side. Most of the time. If I have to, like, when I have my free time and when I'm relaxed, I sleep on the right side. I can't sleep on the left side, but it feels kind of wrong, if you know what I mean. I'm totally a right side person. And I curl up into a ball and I get all, like, fetal position in my bed. And yeah. I occasionally sleep in the, like, sleep on my back. I don't know. I think it's called the soldier position. Like, where I can jump right out of my bed if I need to, because I don't know why. Like, when I have a test or so in the next morning, or when I need to get up really, really early, I just lay on my back all night and then I jump right out of bed into my clothes and fucking run to uni or go write a test or something, whatever I have to do. Where was I again? Yeah, seventh question. Have you ever listened to recordings in Pillow Talk to help you fall asleep? Yes, definitely. And they work every time. Eighth question. Do you sleep with some sort of background noise, such as music or TV? Sometimes I sleep with my headphones, my ears, and I listen to relaxing music or ASMR, like style, like music or noises, and or these massage audios. They're so fucking relaxing. They put me to sleep every time. Just like that, they knock me right out and I just go to sleep right away. Before I knew about this whole ASMR thing, I used to let the TV, it was on the whole night, and I don't know, it helped me sleep well, but I don't do this anymore because I don't have a TV anymore and TV is kind of boring to me. Ninth question, are you a restful sleeper or are you more like a wrecking ball? I'm a restful sleeper. I turn around a few times a night, but it's not like crazy. Oftentimes I wake in the same position as I fall asleep. Tenth question. What do you usually think about when you close your eyes to fall asleep. I like romance, and I would really like sexy times. So I think about romance and sexy times quite often when I'm about to fall asleep. And if I don't think about it, say, I think about spending money for stuff I don't fucking need. But I never do because I don't have any money. I'm poor as fuck. Oh man. I just like the thought of going shopping, but I never do. I'm totally not like other females. I just think about it, but I never actually do it. Oh man, that's so crazy. And last question. How many nights in a week do you need to come before you can fall asleep? Oh my god, what a question. Usually, I don't know how often. It's like, I think it's quite often. Not always, but I think maybe 4 to 5 times out of 7 days in a week. Oh my gosh, it's embarrassing. Yeah. And when I do, I come so hard that I pass out and go right to sleep sometimes. Yeah. And this was the little audio questionnaire of slumber. Yeah. Have a good night. Bye.